I will admit to you, I'll be the first one to admit to you, there's some things that I do preach that I'm still practicing. And I'm thanking God for his mercy that he allows me to practice until I get it right. Come on, man. Aren't you thankful that God allows you to practice until you get it right? He gives you some example. He gives you some instruction. And you keep on trying until you get it right. That's what this whole thing is about. We just keep on practicing. Man, we're going to keep on practicing. I'm going to keep on trying to live for God to the best of my ability. And when I fall, I shall arise. I should have got way more response than that. I should have got way more response than that. When I fall, I shall arise. Come on, don't let the devil hold you down and take you back in your bully drugs and in your defeat and in your despair and in your pain and say, no, you shall arise. Amen. Well, we have all of these. We got professors, we got salesmen, we got religious salesmen. We got religious talkers, con artists of all kinds. Man, there's some good ones out there. The Bible even tells us to beware. Matthew 7 and 15 said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They're only to see what they can get from you. They only want to deceive and destroy you. The Bible even talks about him being the good shepherd. Huh? Oh, yeah. Good shepherd's going to want to see you saved at all costs. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 8 said, beware lest any man spoil you through vain philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. There's been so many things that I continually go on and I think, okay, is that a tradition that has just been held? There's some things in Pentecost that are just traditions of Pentecost that really don't have any biblical basis.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to get into them this morning, but just suffice it to say, God, help us. Help me to follow after you and not just after every tradition.
Right. Amen.
Because there's been some things that have swung up and everybody's followed, and then when it got old and when it didn't work anymore and whatever, then it went this way and everybody kept on following this, and it was nothing more than a tradition of men.
Right.
God, help us to follow after your word.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus tells it like it is. This is who we should follow. Luke chapter number 8, verse number 19. Listen to this. This is good. Then came to him his mother and his brethren. So his mom and his brothers came and could not come because of the crowd. There were so many people surrounding Jesus that they couldn't get in contact with him. They wanted to say, mama wanted to say, hey son, how you doing? Brothers wanted to pound fists and say, hey Bubba, what's going on? I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. I'm just saying that they wanted to get to be next to their brother. She wanted to get next to her son. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brother stand without. They're right there on the outside of the edge of them. They're trying to get a hold of you. They want to see you. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear. Wow, what a statement that's being made. He said, my mother and my brother are those that hear the word of God.
Amen.
Period.
Yep.
And do it.
So some of you had your Bibles out, the others of you just trusted me. That's okay, but you should have your Bible out. This is Bible study. It said that hear the word of God, comma, and do it. So you're not part of the family, if you will, if you just hear the word.
Yeah. Right.
Know what the word said? Jesus said that. He's pretty plain about it. He's pretty blunt. You see that, Brother Quincy? I almost called you Brother Miles. You see that, Brother Quincy? He said, you can't just hear it, but you got to do it also. If you want to be part of the family.
Yes. Right.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa. I can't just be. Here's where that connection of being a hearer of the word only doesn't cut it. So how many things on a personal level are you doing that you've heard and you got up here, but it's not here?
Right.
How many things do you know in your mind, but you're not walking it? You're not talking it?
Right.
You're not living it?
Right.
You're,
right.
And so the Bible, Jesus himself is very emphatic. Now I even thought, man, that must have stung for Mary. What
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
He just said, that ain't my mama unless she obeys me.
I would have said that to my mama, she would have slapped me.
But then again, I ain't Jesus.
She ain't married.
That's right.
But you understand what I'm saying? That would have just, man, that would have went over, that would have not went over at all. I'll leave that alone, Quinn. I'll let you slide. And verse 21 said, he that hear the word of God and do it. Chapter number 11, if you just flip a few chapters over, verse number 27, Luke chapter 11, verse 27, it said, and it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. He said, this woman is saying to the crowd, hey, blessed be Mary, blessed be Mary. Starts praising Mary. Here's where another religion that is very famous around the world worships the Mother Mary. But the Bible said, verse 28, and he said, yay, go ahead, give honor where honor's due. But, hold on a second. Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God.
Period.
Amen.
Look how consistent the word of God is. I'm taking you to other places. I'm going to show you a couple right here. Here's another place where and we even have religions today that want to worship and idolize Mary, bow down before her, do all kinds of ritual things and traditions.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He said, oh, no. Thank God. Yeah, that's great. Mary, great. Yeah, God saw fit that we're going to use her because I got to be born.
Right.
All this has to take place, but
hallelujah.
What's better than anything else is hearing the word of God. How can he hear except they have a preacher?
Right.
How can he preach except he be sent? How beautiful are the feet of them that bring the gospel of good tidings and glad things. Thank God for his gospel. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his love. Thank you, God, for your gentleness, your long-sufferingness, your kindness. Oh, the grace of God that is so powerful and so wonderful.
Yes, amen.
So here that woman was praising Mary. And again, give honor where honor is due. That's fine. But hold on a second. The word. Jesus told us in several places, please excuse me, I'm not going to go there, but I think you will understand when I say this. Jesus told us to search the scripture. Jesus told us to ask, to knock, to seek. He told us to, Paul told the young man Timothy to study, to show thyself approved. Study the word of God to show thyself. And some of us always take that and go, oh, well, that was Timothy. He was a disciple. A disciple is simply a student. Well, no, he was a preacher. He was a disciple.
That's right.
He was a student.
Right.
And we're all students of the Word. And so we can all take heed to the Word. Study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. You know what? You don't ever have to feel shame. You don't ever have to feel despair when somebody asks you a question. We've all felt that. But isn't it amazing? The more you're in the Word of God and connected in the realm of the Spirit through prayer, that when you're asked that question, you kind of feel like,
yeah, I got an answer for that one.
And you just say it?
Right.
Anybody ever felt that before?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some of the same ones that raised your hand that was scared to death when you've done that before, you've also had the other experience where God's just giving you the words and went, wow, where you walked away from there going, what just happened? Did I just say that? Did that just happen to me? I actually spoke a scripture to that person and I didn't even know where it was. Come on, I've done it before. I've done it before. I mean, you're the preacher. You know, I've done it before. I've been scared to death. There's some people I've been told, well, this guy knows his Bible. This guy knows his Bible. This guy knows. I've heard that so much. And finally, I meet the guy and I'm like, well, I wonder what he's going to ask me. And then ask me something, and I go, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and then ask me something, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That was pretty easy. I thought she was going to ask me some hard questions. But it's amazing what you can do, and you don't have to feel any shame. You don't have to feel any fear. You don't have to feel anything that is a negative, because God will just give you the words. The Bible said that. Your Bible said that, that He'd give you the words. He put the words in your mouth, and you can stand before kings and princes and judges. Yeah, He gave you the words. So Jesus tells us all these things. The Word of God tells us these things. There are those, even today, you're sitting here right now, that have said, well, I just don't understand this, and I just don't understand that. And yet, you've had a preacher preach to you. And you've had a preacher say, you need to read your Bible, and you don't pick it up. You don't pick up your Bible and you read it on Monday. You don't pick up your Bible and read it on Tuesday. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. Say, are you making me? You're making me feel guilty. No. I'm trying to get you to a place to say, hey, you need to get your Bible out.
Yes, amen.
Right. Let me tell you something, young people. There's some of you young people. You don't get your Bible out, right. And you wonder why you're struggling with the lust of your flesh and the lust of the eye. Just so you young people know, you're not the only ones who struggle with that. There's some old people that struggle.
Yes.
Just because you're a young person, you're not the only ones that struggle with lust. The old people struggle with it too.
Amen.
And the rest of them that didn't say uh-huh are guilty too.
Right.
The ones that ain't shaking their head and the ones that are sitting here all pious like they got it all together, they ain't got it all together, I promise you. They struggle with their eyes. They struggle with their pride. They struggle with all that junk just as much. So no matter how young or how old, but the Word of God is what will keep you. The Word of God is what will save you. The Word of God is what will deliver you. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. So let me encourage you, young person, get your nose in your Bible and read it. It will help you. It will strengthen you. And you say, well, I don't understand this. Well, first of all, that's why I'm preaching what I'm preaching. Because you've got to understand how important what is going on right here, right now is. It's not just an exercise that we do. I can find a better exercise than this. I can promise you that. Because the stress that goes on in my mind and my body sometimes, I don't like it.
Right. Hallelujah.
Isn't that honest?
Yes, sir.
I just asked some folks to preach while I was gone. And I said, did you want to know now or did you want to know an hour before you had to preach? So I was trying to decide what would be less stress on your body. Sometimes only an hour of stressing is better than a whole 3 or 4 days. Man, I ain't going to eat for the next 3 days. I'm sick. I've got to preach on Wednesday night. to ask you. Well, you need to pray for your preacher. Amen. You got to pray for that minister of the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's a sad day when so many will just swallow hook, line, and sinker anything and everything that the world says. My daughter came home from school the other day and she had wrote a paper on a news article. And she wrote the paper and I go, where'd you read that? Who was the reporter? What? And I start going through all this because she already made informed an opinion about something that was totally whacked out. And so I was frustrated and I thought, man, how am I going to deal with this? So I said, okay, honey, you got to sit down. I want to tell you the whole story. You read this much of the story. I want you to know the entire thing. Well, after I began to read and tell her the whole entire thing, she goes, oh, okay, well, I need to take this out and I need to take that out and I shouldn't say it like this. I should say it exactly. Because there's so much of our society and our world today that we just take everything, oh, it's on the headline. We just read the headline and we say, hey, did you hear?
Right.
No, I want to say, hey, did you read?
Right.
Did you make sure that that was true? Did you make sure it wasn't just a nice, juicy headline to get your attention?
Right.
I'm not, I want to know. I don't want just nice, juicy headlines. I want the meat. I want to know what's real. I want to know the truth. I want to know. Yeah, I'm talking about the Word of God. I don't want empty stuff. I want stuff that's going to sustain me, that's going to strengthen me, that's going to give me some good, strong spiritual muscles, that's going to give me some good, strong spiritual thinking, that's going to give me a strong heart to live with God, to think and think when the enemy comes in and tries to tear me down. I've got something that's solid. I've got the truth.
Amen.
And so, when everybody's just taking what is being said for gospel, if you will. Amen. Why is that? When the book of the Bible, when it comes to this book that's still the bestseller of all time, how is it that we balk? How is it we go? Is that real? Is that true? Is that this? Is that, why is, let me ask you this. Let's go back to it. Why is it the bestseller? Why is that Bible still the bestseller? I'll tell you why. Because God, every single one of us has a place inside of our heart that God is drawing. That God wants you to, and He wants you to know Him. This is how you get to know Him. And so while many will balk and make excuse and go on and on and on, there's still a drawing in every single person's heart. And that's why they go to the Bible bookstore and they buy a Bible over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because God's put it in your heart. I want to know God. There's something more to life than what I'm living. Arguing with an atheist. The fact of the matter is they hate God. They have even said that. I said, wait a second. How can you hate something that isn't, doesn't exist?
That's a good one.
They don't even realize what they've just said, but they admitted that they hate God. I thought you said God doesn't exist. No, the problem is you hate the things that are godly, that are righteous. You hate to. If there was no God, then there's no need for morality.
Right.
There's no need for that, is there?
Right.
There's no need to live right. There's no need to live a certain way.
Right.
But why is it when people do, they go further and further into a defunct and in a place of darkness and despair and destruction? When left to their own devices, they go down and down and down and down. Yes. And what are they doing? All the time they're searching for what? They want something that fulfills them. They yes. want some type of joy. Yes. They want some type of happiness. Yes. They want some type of purpose yes. in life. Yes. Why do you think people commit suicide, stick a gun in their head, take a whole bunch of pills, and just end up? Because they don't have any purpose in life. But when you get in the Bible, when you get in the Word of God, it gives you purpose. Yes. It gives you direction. Worth living for, and you're not just for yourself, but it's for your children, and your children's children, your family, your friends, your co-workers, everybody around.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has sparked that inner being to desire a relationship with Him. The more we become students of the Word of God, the more we will have answers and understanding all of life's situations. Well, what about this? Well, ask me about it. Not right now. You got a question, ask. Because I'm going to tell you, I even had somebody ask me, what about trust? And I said, you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to start studying trust. And I've been studying trust, and trust is not an emotion in any way, shape, or form. I can't find trust as an emotion. When it comes to the Word of God, it's not attached to an emotion, where so many other things are attached to an emotion.
Right.
Trust has more to do with faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Trust has a lot more to do with things that are not tangible.
Right.
I don't have enough time to go into there, but I have been, for the individual that asked me that a week or so ago, I haven't studied it, so you know. I just haven't given you an answer yet, because I ain't done studying. Man, I'm telling you, there's some good things in the Word of God. So when somebody asks me a question, I'm not ashamed to say, you know, I don't know, but I'll find out. I'll find out what the Word of God says about that. I'll try to find out what God thinks about that. How God feels about that. What's His idea about that? I know why my daughter and my wife were better students in school than I was. Anybody guess why?
Studied.
They studied. Yeah. That's why she was an A. That's why she is an A student, and I'm a D. But I wanted to keep my first letter of my name, you know? Keep it strong, keep it real. I'm sorry for some of you that had Z for names, Haley. Zoe, you got no hope. And no, really, you will study things that are important to you.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll read stuff that's important to you. If your romance novel is important to you, you'll read it and go off into La La Land and think that you got some Romeo out there. Well, boy, I better quit. Somebody said, Pastor, now you done went to meddling now. You're going to preach. Most won't study things they don't really care about.
Right.
Most won't study things that they don't really care about. Most won't study things that they don't really care about. Yeah. You care about something, you'll study it.
Right.
How many of you studied for things on your job? I know Brother Steve has studied over plans, and he's pored over plans, and he can't hardly sleep, and he gets up and he sleeps with plans under his brain so he can think about them. I remember when you were going through pharmacy tech, brother Alfred. That was all you was enveloped in it. It was just so much it because you cared about passing that test and you cared about doing that what you needed to do. Every single one of us has some things that we care about.
Right.
There's other things we don't care about.
Right.
And I hope and I pray that you care enough about your soul that you'll get your nose in that Bible.
Yes.
Because I can only preach so much. And you can only hear so much. You only
Yeah.
Let's face it, you only get to hear it twice on Sunday and on Wednesday.
Right.
But how much do you hear on the internet? How much do you hear on the radio? How much do you hear from coworkers? How much do you hear from your constant?
Right. Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah. All the time, Dan. All the time. All the time. Well, I'm on close. Just a couple quick more thoughts here. The Word of God teaches us to trust the Lord at all times. It teaches us that He will be our comfort. Teaches us that He'll be our shield. It gives us a code of conduct and ethics and so on and so forth. That it should always be our first resort. It ought to be used daily. It is absolute truth. That in a world that doesn't believe, there's an absolute truth.
Right.
I have tested it too many times and found that God and His Word are absolutely faithful.
Right.
Absolutely faithful. Proverbs 30:5 said, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Psalms 33:4, for the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. Now let me take you to a few more scriptures here. Jesus says the same thing three times. Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, and Luke 21:33. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away.
Yep. Yes.
But my words shall not pass away.
Amen.
Do you believe that for Jesus to say that on more than three occasions, specifically, on more than three occasions, saying that in a very specific manner, do you think it's got some purpose, some meaning, and some weight? Sure does. Luke 16:17 said that it is easier, everybody say easier, for heaven and earth to pass than for one tittle of the law to fail.
Wow, Jesus said that.
Jesus said it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than for the word of God to fail. Everything else in the word, in this world, excuse me, everything in this world will fail, but the word of God remains forever. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I want you to stand with me this morning. Understanding this, and I'm not going to take the time here this morning, obviously, because I know that you can only endure so much information at one time. I realize that. We will be judged, though, by the Word of God. In Revelation it said the books will be opened and will be judged thereby. Now, isn't it awesome for God to give you the answer key? You ever had a teacher that was that cool? No, I always had to cheat. I just say that. Confession is made unto salvation. Thank God for saving me. I've been with that a long time ago. Thank God I don't have to go back to school.
Amen.
But what kind of teacher would give you the answer key? God's so kind. Because He don't want you to fail. So He got this all together right. The book that has all of the answers. And He says here, it's going to be the bestseller of all time.
Right.
Why? So you have no excuse.
Right. Well, that's right. Yes. I'm going to give you every answer.
But what about, I don't know about, quit making excuses and get your nose in the book and find out what the answer is and figure
right.
it out.
Right. Amen.
Quit being so lazy. Get your nose out of ESPN and get your nose out of who cares about that dumb football score? You gotta be saved.
Right. Yeah.
Who cares about who's making a basket and who's not? Who's making multi-millions and whose shoes you're wearing and
right.
Jordan.
most times because they were comfortable. Then I quit because I found a more comfortable pair of shoes.
Right.
I don't care. Anywhere. That don't matter to me.
Right.
But come on, there's a whole lot more things that are more important.
Yes.
And what's most important is you being saved.
Yes.
And the fact is that God wants you to be saved.
Yes.
He wants to save you. And he wants to give you direction for every aspect of your life. And so we have the number one bestseller, the Bible, to lead us, to guide us, to give us direction. And one more scripture, John 8 and 31 said, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples." Isn't it amazing how everybody wants to be a Christian, but nobody wants to live like Christ? Everybody wants to say, "Yeah, I'm a Christian." How dare you talk to me like that? Jesus reviled not even. Well, if ye continue, said, "I thought you were done." I'm just giving you one more. "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. And ye shall know the truth." So if you continue in my word, not only are you going to be my disciple, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Hallelujah.
The truth, the word of God. Are you thankful for the number one bestseller?
Yeah.
Are you thankful for the word of God? Thank the Lord for the word. Let's worship him together. Let's magnify the Lord together. Jesus, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank the Lord for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we understand that it's forever settled in heaven. Help us, God, to live thereby, to fashion our lives. God, that our minds may be meditating upon your word both day and night. Let it be hid deep in the depths of our soul, of our mind, our heart, God, that we might not sin against thee. Help us, Lord, to read your word, understand your word, hear your word, and most importantly, keep it and do it in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.